You're listening to SBS News.
At universities throughout Tehran, American and Israeli flags are painted on the ground for students to trample on their way to classes. But at protests overnight, most people walked around them, with those who didn't accused of not having a conscience. Iran's leadership had hoped that by admitting responsibility for shooting down the passenger plane, tempers abroad and at home would ease. But that hasn't been the case. Protesters chanted anti-corruption messages, accusing the government of a cover-up. Videos circulating online purport to show crowds fleeing police who had fired tear gas, while some activists are claiming security forces also fired live rounds. US President Donald Trump tweeted to Iran's leaders in English and Farsi not to kill protesters, a message as General Hossein Salami, the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, became the latest official to apologize for the downing of the Boeing 737.
Man, I swear to Almighty God that I wished I were in that plane and had crashed with them and had burned, but had not witnessed this tragic incident.
But the apologies have meant little to many Iranians after days of denials. Shame, read one national newspaper headline, unforgivable, read another. But Dr. Mariam Faridi, Middle East expert at the University of New South Wales, says while pressure on Iran's leaders is high, major regime changes are unlikely.
The only thing that is possible for the Iranians to do at the time is to offer some policy changes or to try to remove some of the hardliners in the regime. But a regime change will be really far from what can be possibly achievable now.
While the Supreme Leader met with the Emir of Qatar to discuss tensions in the region, his supporters gathered outside the British Embassy in Tehran, demanding its closure.
We are here to say that this den of espionage belonging to the old fox needs to get shut down.
The UK's ambassador to Iran, Rob McCair, was arrested and detained for 3 hours by Tehran police after attending a vigil for the 176 victims. Britain, France and Germany condemned his arrest as a flagrant violation of international law. The Ukraine International Airlines flight was down shortly after Iran had launched missiles at two air bases hosting US forces in Iraq. That was in response to the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani in an American drone strike. Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah is demanding Iran and its proxies seek further retribution for the general's death.
This is an absolute decision. There is no going back on it. It is a matter of time only. We will not ease down on this. Whoever thinks that this great event and this pure blood that has been spilled will be forgotten in a few weeks or months or years, no. We are talking about a new beginning, a new battle, a new era in the region.
Violence is continuing in the region amid fears of an all-out escalation. An airbase in northern Iraq, which stations US soldiers, was struck by at least 6 rockets. 4 Iraqi soldiers were injured, with most of the Americans having already left the base prior. No group has yet claimed responsibility. Omar Dabaj, SBS News.